It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
y'all are great.
Before we head to the last question, I just want to say a word to a long, long time, really part of the fabric of our media and the Cowboys, Brad Sham. Brad Sham has had a heck of an offseason, including recently, for a number of different things and ways. And I just want to say,
all right, I guess that's it for the Cowboys. I'm guessing they were going to honor Brad Sham in some way, but so what do we think, fellas?
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Boy, Ham just hates Brad Sham so much. God, that was a great e-break.
Can't stand somebody else getting one shred of attention.
This isn't a compliment to me.
7:56 here on the Ticket. And it is time for us to give away the e-break of the week. We will give you three candidates. You know how it works, P1s. We'll give you three candidates, and you will vote on them at 888-787-1310. I know. It happens. It happens to all of us. Your three nominees this week. We will start here on this little morning show and our fill-in duties as yesterday, thanks to weird voice that I'm experiencing. I had something just emanated out of my throat / chest mid-sentence.
Was it your tooth?
It was not, oddly enough.
Was it Quato? I would have busting out of your chest.
The odds of it being the tooth would have been better than what exactly happened, but in mid-sentence yesterday, I had this come out of my body. The reason Texas won that game yesterday was Quinn Ewers in the end, because the defense was worn out, basically, in the fourth quarter. And that's what the main reason that comeback happened was because the Texas defense was on the field for two-thirds of the game, and they were just worn out. Yeah, I don't know where that noise came from.
The hell was that?
It just escaped.
8:24 time.
Yeah.
8:24.
Don't worry. Tyler will have it in about 6 minutes. But it was something like that, yes. I don't know where that came from.
That was disgusting.
That was very McLaren-like. Cause I mean, it's not like it came out of my, it's like it came from like literally the middle of my chest and just.
Then why are you pointing towards your pants?
Do you have that, just the sound itself, Tyler? That was just so weird.
Humans are disgusting.
We are. We're disgusting things.
And
disgusting animals.
So defeating whenever it happens involuntarily.
Yes.
And you know it's going to live on forever.
It wasn't during a breath. It wasn't during. It was literally mid-sentence. Let's hear that again. The reason Texas won that game yesterday was Quinn Ewers. In the end. Because the defense was worn out, basically, in the fourth quarter. And that's what the main reason that comeback happened was because the Texas defense was on the field for two-thirds of the game, and they were just worn out. Yeah, I don't know where that noise came
the
from.
The hell was that?
It just escaped.
8:24 time.
Yeah.
8:24.
Don't worry. Tyler will have it in about 6 minutes. But it was something like that, yes. Unreal.
It's such a crossroads too of
do I acknowledge it
or do I try to just plow through and hope that nobody noticed.
That's just the Longhorn horn dog getting all worked up over Longhorn football.
I think it was Longhorn football PTSD still like coming out of me, it was so loud that I couldn't just ignore it because you both looked up at me. Tyler looked up. I mean, everybody heard it.
Well, Ham is literally doing nothing during the sports segment, so he's just waiting to pounce on stuff like this.
True.
He's the problem.
I will not deny that at all. He is definitely the problem.
Ham?
All right, so that's me as candidate number one. Candidate number two come from two of our shows that had their first full days back from Dry Dock, and it took two of the shows each only one day to get back into the e-break running. And we'll start with the invasion. As almost every day, Travis does the news. Well, yesterday apparently he had a bit of an accident while doing the news.
He wet himself?
One of the dudes looks sort like of. He could use a meal ticket. Like, he looks like he's ready for an easy ride. I will say that. And then the other guy who ended up being the dad is okay. Hey, I'm bleeding, by the way. Cut myself.
All right.
Let's doing what? News. Doing the news. I'm working hard.
Did you ever see that show that Hulu did about her?
Yeah, with Patricia Arquette.
Yeah, called She's The great. Act, I believe.
Something like that.
What a weird situation that is.
Very awkward. And I do think, I think she would have completely got away with it had she not involved her boyfriend. If she had just murdered her mother one night, I think she gets away with it. Sees no prison time. You okay? You bleeding too?
No, I dropped my pen top on the ground and picked it up and it was...
Busted?
So much stuff on it.
Man, here.
Starting a new year, right. You guys are turning into me.
You're bleeding. I'm picking up stuff.
I'm just here like a normal person.
That's the news. I got to get a tourniquet.
Whoa, what a new year it is, if that's the case.
God, what... Chaos.
I know. Tyler, how did he do that? Travis.
He'll fidget with his microphone on you.
Yeah.
Right, but how did
he cut himself? I don't even think he was messing with it. I think he just moved his hand and sliced it on underneath the mic. I don't know how he did it, though.
I sit there every day, and I can't think of anything on that microphone that is sharp enough to cut yourself.
He just had a slow drip of blood running down his hand.
Oh, yeah. See? So, Travis Mejia, Invasion producer, candidate number two. Now, this one, the last one, was from Why Today Doesn't Suck, and I think we can maybe debate on who this is should be assigned to.
By the way, 888-787-1310. I promise you can get in on the voting if you call right now.
Yes.
Continue.
888-787-1310 to vote. The third one, EA is producing, because DJ is obviously working this morning.
Thank you.
Bitch.
Everybody is back. It's their first day. It's the first time they've seen EA post dry dock, and he got brought up during Why Today Doesn't Suck.
He's lost weight, yeah.
It's so good to see everyone.
Hey, now. What's up?
I see EA.
Yeah.
Oh, we've already seen EA.
I haven't seen you guys in a year.
No, since last year.
An extensive meeting with EA.
We have basketball EA with us today.
What does that mean?
He's right.
He's wearing a jersey and he's wearing a little shorts. Well,
basketball shorts. Okay. He's ready to hoop.
Wearing a Stockton's.
He's a sweater, so.
But he look good in little Stockton ankles. Shorts.
Yes.
I agree.
He looks like he's lost some weight.
Could EA cross? Like, could
half
he?
Court?
No, could he?
That was mean. EA, you're looking good, bro.
No, like, who? Like, could he cross you over, do you think?
I knew that's what you were saying, so the fact that you said half court.
He would. His crossover would be like the Ted Cruz crossover, where he hits the back of his nutsack,
racks himself.
Yeah, knocks him down.
So okay.
In that scenario, EA is so winded
that he can't even cross midcourt.
After a 20-yard sprint,
he checks in and immediately checks back out.
You stupid takes.
Tries to crossover dribble between his legs at midcourt and racks himself. That's the description, basically.
I think he looks good.
I do, too. He's a good friend of mine, so yeah. I don't like making fun of EA.
Lost over 50 pounds. Congratulations.
That's fantastic on
allegedly.
His part.
Allegedly.
So, do we put that on Mino?
I think we put that on Bob.
Yeah, Bob should have spoke quicker.
It's on Bob.
Bob is the professional. He should have got his phrasing out there better.
Okay.
Bits quicker.
All right. So, Bob, let's hear that one more time.
It's so good to see everyone.
Hey, now. What's up?
I see EA.
Yeah.
Oh, we've already seen EA.
I haven't seen you guys in a year.
No, since last year.
An extensive meeting with EA.
We have basketball EA with us today.
What does that mean?
He's
wearing a jersey and he's wearing a little shorts.
Well, basketball shorts. Okay. He's ready to hoop.
Wearing a Stockton's.
He's a sweater, so.
Would he look good in little Stockton ankles. Shorts?
Yes.
I agree.
He looks like he's lost some weight.
Could EA cross... Like, could
half
he?
Court?
No, could he?
That was mean. EA, you're looking good, bro.
No, like, who? Like, could he cross you over, do you think?
I knew that's what you were saying, so the fact that you said half court.
He would. His crossover would be like the Ted Cruz crossover, where he hits the back of his nutsack,
racks himself.
Yeah, knocks him down.
Just the unnecessary shots at EA.
Yeah, I don't hear him laughing there.
Yeah.
Mid-season form on day one back for the guys.
I do love the fact that I do not need to see EA in Stockton Huggers.
That's where we differ. I would be happy to see him come into work every day wearing that.
Does he have like the sweat people with the little brooms just falling in the entire
the mops,
time in their scenario?
The floor mops
as
right
a permanent
him.
Dedicated mopper.
All right, so is it me?
He stops to get in the post and just starts drowning in sweat.
Is it me? Is it Bob? Or is it Travis? 888-787-1310. Caller, who wins this week's e-break?
I am right here.
Oh my God. Is this the first time during dry dock?
It sure is. Hi, Nat Musers.
Hey, Natalie.
Good morning, Natalie.
Hey, I want to vote for Bob Stern, just so you know. And y'all have a happy Corona. Love you.
Happy Love you
Corona
too.
To you too, I guess.
It's good to hear fake Natalie Maines back first week of the year. All right, next up, caller. Who wins this week's e-break?
Yep, I'd like to give out to shout out to my buddy Tyler and Sassy. Compliment you guys on a week well done. And vote for number three.
All right, thank you very much. Another Bob vote. Voting on this week's e-break, sports caller, you're on the air.
Yes, it's the fake David Lane. I'd like to vote for the real Bob Stern.
Thanks for waking up with us.
Thanks
all right.
For tuning in, Dave.
Caller, you're next like up him. On the ticket, AM, FM, and the stream. Who wins this week's e-break?
Hey, humans.
Good morning, human.
Vaginal slash born.
Yes!
Thank you. The first of 2025.
Just made Ham's week right then and there. All right, next up, caller.
Call back more.
Who wins the e-break this week?
I think it's going to be Bob.
All right.
Why do you say that?
That is an excellent, responsible vote. Thank you very much, caller. Bob so far in a runaway. You're up next, caller. Who is your vote for this week's e-break winner?
Good morning. I would like to vote strategically and responsibly. Who is in second place?
Deddy and Travis are tied for second with 0 votes.
The Gino Fluce Bonbons?
Okay. It was going so well for a moment.
Salute.
Next caller, who wins this week's e-break?
And this e-break vote for Deddy is brought to you by me, Cruz and Lito, and Sports Bar.
Thank you very much,
Thanks,
Cruz. And yes, Sports Bar, I'm right here for you if you need any live spots. Next caller, who wins the e-break this week?
Yeah, is it Gus for Rod and Hard Monk?
Not this week, no.
No.
Try again next week, though.
Next caller, e-break winner, who's your choice?
Hello, is this the AM and FM talking box?
It is, Michelle Wee. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Mr. DJ Greenberg. Is that my DJ?
It is, Michelle. You're okay. You don't have to be scared. This is a safe place for you.
Yep.
You're fine.
We're here for you.
Well, good. I think I'm scared because George Dunham has not let me come in from the cold. I am standing in the doghouse at Winston Waffles.
Oh, no.
George.
Come on, George.
I know. He is very mean. He does very bad things in Argyle.
Well,
we suspect.
We'll figure that part out, but do you want to vote for somebody, Michelle?
I do.
Don't yell at her.
I want to vote for Bob Stern.
Yes, thank you,
thank
Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle, for
and
that
we
courageous
have a winner
vote.
Thanks to the apparently abducted Michelle, fake Michelle Wee.
Fake.
Bob Stern of the Hardline is this week's e-break winner.
It's so good to see everyone.
Hey now,
what's
hey
up?
Hey now,
I see
now.
EA.
Yeah. Oh, we've already seen EA.
I haven't seen you guys in a year.
No, since last year.
An extensive meeting with EA.
We have basketball EA with us today.
What does that mean?
He's
wearing a jersey and he's wearing a little shorts.
Well, basketball shorts. Okay. He's ready to hoop.
We're in the Stocktons.
He's a sweater, so.
But he looked good in little Stockton ankles. Shorts.
Yes.
I agree.
He looks like he's lost some weight.
Could EA cross, like, could
half
he
court?
No, could he?
That was mean. EA, you're looking good, bro.
No, like, who, like, could he cross you over, do you think?
I knew that's what you were saying, so the fact that you said half court.
He would. His crossover would be like the Ted Cruz crossover, where he hits the back of his nutsack,
racks himself.
Yeah, knocks him down.
I got to give Mino credit. That's just a great comeback after that.
It was a great line. Lando had a great under the radar line there, which said, "Better tape his ankles."
Yeah, better tape those ankles.
To snap his ankles in half.
Dylan, how many wins is that for Bob?
That is his 45th win. That puts him 94 behind Norman Accidental Nut Tap Hitzkus.
Oh, my.
Great work, team. Great work, voters. You did good this week. We appreciate you.